This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Police are investigating a shooting in Aurora Friday where three high school students were injured. Less than an hour after the incident, church leaders and community activists gathered to decry violence. CPR's Allison Cherry reports.
Clergy members and Black and Latino activists from across Aurora gathered to speak out against a string of youth shootings across the city this week that have wounded nine teens. Nicole Monroe works at an anti-violence program for the city and county of Denver and has a kid at Hinckley High School, the site of Friday's shooting.
We need action for red tape to go down, for walls to come down, for barriers to come down, and if anything, for people to come to the line and say, how do I help? I don't want to see my baby hurt. I don't want to see anybody else's baby hurt.
I'm Allison Cherry, CPR News.
RTD is offering a $4,000 hiring bonus to attract more drivers and mechanics. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD currently needs 152 bus drivers, 27 train operators, and another 70-plus mechanics and technicians. It can add more transit service until it adds more staff. A commercial driver's license is not required to apply. Pay starts at about $20 an hour, and that will likely soon increase. The current three-year union contract expires early next year, and RTD CEO has said she's pushing for a raise for frontline workers. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Snow likely for the mountains today. Maybe some rain for Denver later today. Highs in the 50s for the metro area. This is CPR.